I walked into the hole in the wall the other night.
And we used to play at Laguna Gloria.
And we heard about the elephant.
The broken spoke.
Split rail.
The only dance hall in the middle of the body.
The Cannibal Club down on 6th Street.
This is the place, you know.
Austin Music Map.
Austin Music Map.
Austin Music Map.
Yeah.
My introduction to tango was an accident. I wrote a song for a band I was playing with that had some kind of tango-ish elements, and a friend of mine gave me a tango CD, and I just wore it out. You know, all these tangos have lyrics, and this song happens to have an old one-legged man that lost his leg and his girlfriend in a knife fight. That's very typical of tango lyrics. Almost all of them are about unrequited love or some sort of loss, oblivion. Tango's not the music I grew up with or studied. Audience members and dancers from Buenos Aires will come hear me and they can't believe I'm North American. They go, you're not porteño? You're not from Buenos Aires? No, I'm just a Texan, just an idiot hick. I'm hillbilly. As a kid, I played rock and jazz and classical, and as a young adult, I played pop music. Let's see what's on here. It says D-Day 2 album in somebody else's handwriting. Whatever it is, it's probably louder than hell. Oh, God. So there's my electric keyboards that I used to play. Well, in the late 70s and early 80s, I played with a pop punk band, D-Day, and we were pretty popular across the United States. And, you know, we played at venues such as Clubfoot and the Continental Club. And we traveled all over the country and were pretty popular in L.A. and San Francisco. And even if you travel in state, it's never comfortable. You're always sleepy. You're always tired. You're always hungry. The food's no good. No time for dinner. Got to go to the gig. Oh, got to get up at dawn and do a radio show to promote tomorrow night's gig, which is 500 miles away. Wait, I just been asleep for an hour. And that was just too loud and too fast. And we were all on cocaine and speed and you name it. And that's for the young. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 2. You know, aging musicians that aren't buried in the classical world or the blues world or the jazz world, or later, as I came to discover, the tango world, don't have a place in any world. Well, the tango, it's art music. It's sophisticated. It has survived the test of 120 years. It's challenging. So a musician such as myself can grow old, play this music, and not feel like he's pretending to be a teenager.
There's a singer we used to work with. He's from Buenos Aires, Alberto Cabañas, and he was a great singer ever since he was a little kid, and his parents were into tango, and he just hated it. And they told him, Alberto, the tango will wait for you. And it did, and he's a great tango singer now. It's a snake, and it just gets you. And I stumbled upon it, and my life was changed forever.